Proverbs 11:1 says, "A false balance is abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight." One of the dumbest things you'll hear people say is, "Judge not, lest ye be judged." First of all, those exact words aren't in the Bible. And when they do that, they're ripping that phrase from its context. And like Satan, those who quote it that way are either deceived or simply trying to deceive others into believing that we're never supposed to judge. And that would be a lie. What the Bible teaches throughout from Genesis to Revelation is that we are commanded to judge. We are not to condemn. That's God's job. We are not to be hypocrites, being guilty of the same or worse sins. And we are not to judge by a false standard. And that's what our text is telling us. Obviously, if God is telling you not to use a false balance, then he's not telling you not to judge, but he's laying out the ground rules in order to judge. In our previous devotional, we focused in on the false balance. And once you get that settled, and the fact that it's wrong to erect your own standard or to cheat in any way, the question then focuses on what is found in the second half of our proverb. But a just weight is his delight. What is a just weight? Well, that's an easy answer. God's standard is a just weight. God's word. If you have the right motive, then you'll want to use the right standard. The motive is restoration, not condemnation. Two of the most widely quoted verses in the Bible are 2 Corinthians 5:17 and 2 Corinthians 5:21. But let's read those verses connected with the verses in between, which will demonstrate why we ought to read the Bible verse by verse through entire books and not just hack out verses that we like, wresting them from their original context and treating the Bible like a cookbook with recipes. 2 Corinthians 5:17 through 21 says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." You see, born-again believers are new creatures in Christ Jesus. But our ministry isn't to stand apart from sinners and set ourselves up as superior or something to boast about. We are new creatures with a new mission. And that mission is to reconcile other sinners to Christ just as we have been reconciled. And with that motivation, you will humbly set aside your own opinions and your man-made standards, those of certain denominations or religions, in order to use God's word and set up his standard for judging others for the sole purpose of helping that sinner be reconciled to God through Christ, just as you and I have been. And that is what delights the Lord. A false balance is abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. Because your use of a just weight reveals a heart with pure motives on your part. And a just weight is the only standard that will produce the results that please God and will result in the sinner being reconciled with God. The basic lesson that we just need to learn is to lay aside our opinions, our traditions, and our religion, and just do things God's way. And God's word is always the authority. God's word is the standard, the just weight.